Pirate Paloma.
And Pirate David Jones.
And we're in the back of the Flaming Lips tour bus backstage at the Oklahoma City Zoo Amphitheater with the legend, the man himself, the animal wrangler, the man with the coolest job, hands down, in rock and roll.
How you doing, folks?
So my first question is, how long have you been doing this fantastic job?
I've been working for the Lips since January.
Okay.
My first night was the New Year's Eve show that didn't happen in L.A., so that was my first actual taste of the madness that wasn't really a taste, because the show didn't happen, as we all know.
So who picks the costumes? Do you get to pick them, or is that something that the band gets to decide on?
That's more of a Wayne and his wife, Michelle. That they generally come up with the direction of things like that. I guess they decided it was time to get rid of the animals, and now we're onto the Santas and aliens. So.
Now, I read an article somewhere that there would be some people in Jesus costumes. Was that... Will that ever happen?
There was a four-show stretch where we actually had Santas, aliens, and Jesuses. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that didn't fly. I think somebody had mentioned that possibly it looked a little bit like Polyphonic Spree. And it was kind of like, well, put the kibosh on that one. So then after that, we had, 12 Jesus costumes sitting around, and I used to just be Jesus. Yeah, I was like, screw it, I'll be Jesus. You know, what the fuck do I care?
And, you can do it, I mean.
Yeah. And the problem is, as you guys both know, I'm now Thor. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a Thor costume, and I think it's because Wayne decided that there's really no difference in the way you look between when you're you and when you have the Jesus costume on, except for some reason. I think somebody made some crack about me wearing a wig. You know, and it's like, well, yeah, it's a Jesus wig. You know, it's like, well, just use your own hair. Well, God, no, let's just go with the Jesus wig, you know. The only difference was, I think I used to wear a KU Jayhawks headband instead of the halo of thorns or whatever, the crown of thorns, because, well, quite frankly, the crown of thorns kind of hurt. I think people thought I looked more like the Zigzag Man than anything.
Well, you do kind of look like the Zigzag Man.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't going to say anything.
That's okay. That's okay.
So can you tell us what are some of the craziest things that people have done or asked you for to get into those costumes?
You know, there have been females that have sent me messages on MySpace or have gotten a hold of my phone number through somebody else, and, you know, they have said that they will do whatever, and I was like, well... You know, it's like, that's just not my trip, you know, it's like, but yeah, they've definitely, you know, some people like to bribe me with beef jerky.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, they bring me beef jerky.
Does that work?
No. It quite honestly, it doesn't. But I do appreciate it when people bring me beef jerky. So, you know, there have been dancers that gave me beef jerky afterwards, you know, but those were mostly, most of the people that did that were MySpace people, because I have a page on MySpace, and it mentions me eating Wayne's beef jerky.
Does Wayne eat a lot of beef jerky?
You know, he used to, but we had a show, it was when we played up in Bend, Oregon, I guess, and he got he got sick as hell before the show, and he was all convinced that it was the beef jerky. And he's really laid off it. He's coming back around to it, but he was convinced it was the beef jerky. I think we all know otherwise, that it was probably something else that he ate. But yeah, it's fine with us. There's more beef jerky left, you know.
So, do you wash the costumes in between use? Now, I saw you spraying them with Febreze, and then I began to worry.
Now, there are some trade secrets that I cannot divulge. The costumes do get washed, though. You know, do they get washed before every show? No, they don't. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, not every day will I have the time or opportunity to go wash them. You know, take that 2-hour break in the day to do that. So, but I do wish that if anybody from the company that makes Febreze hears this, that they send me a couple cases of that stuff, because it does work wonders. You know, so yeah, I'm open for sponsorship.
Yeah, they can send us some advertising dollars. That'd be cool.
Hey,
yeah.
We'll all be fine. We'll all be fine.
So, what's been your best experience on this current tour?
This current tour?
Yeah.
This last one, probably, well, the Tabernacle in Atlanta, Georgia was just off the hook. You know, it's a great venue. And it was just, it was awesome. The show was awesome. The crowd was awesome. I had probably the single best dancer I have had yet in Atlanta. And she kicked so much ass. And she told me that she had a sister that's going to be in New York next week. So, and she's just as good as her, so I'm going to see if she can be number one or number two. But that, and then after that show, a buddy of mine had brought me some moonshine. We got to drink moonshine on the bus ride from Atlanta back here to Oklahoma City to set up for the show a day early. And so we got pretty loaded. And that was a pretty fun time, sitting in the back lounge here where we are, drinking moonshine, a lot of whiskey, listening to a lot of rock and roll, and being just general morons, I think, in a good way.
Like, is there ever like a time after everything's set up that you just take a breath and say, okay,
no,
we're ready, or you just feel like it's never always quite right?
Nothing's ever finished, you know, and I kind of knew that before working for the Lips, but especially working for Wayne Coyne, nothing is ever finished, because there's always something that can be duct taped, you know. There's always something that can be done. You know, there's obviously points in the day where I can look at what's going on stage and see where we're at, and then look at my watch and say, okay, I've got 15 minutes to try to eat, you know, or whatever. But on a normal day, you know, I can find my stopping point, you know, for this is how much I'm doing for the day. And then I go out to find the dancers or whatever, you know, and that's really just stopping one part and going to another part, you know. Really, the only time it truly ends is when we shut the door, the rolling door on our budget truck, and all our equipment is in there, and we're waiting for the bus to leave. You know, once we are on the bus, everything's done, you know, and then we're on our time. But until then, there's always things to be done, you know. Even on the bus, you know, I sometimes pick people from MySpace to be on a dancer on stage. And so I'm on here trying to, you know, do some completely random crap to figure out who's going to dance, you know. And then I have to make contact with them and, you know, get in contact info. So, I'm not going to say I'm always working, because obviously there's sometimes I don't. But you know, there's always something to be done, and I try to make sure that I'm like two steps ahead of everything, because I know something else is going to get thrown in my way. It's going to take one step away, you know. So therefore, you know, yeah, I want to try to be as far ahead as I can. But there's always something. Until that truck gets shut up and is on its way, there's always something to be done, and even then, there's still stuff to be done.
Can I ask another trade secret question? And you don't have to answer
yes.
it, because I don't want to mess anything up for you. What do you look for in dancers when you're looking at the crowd and you're picking people out?
Generally, I look for people that are interesting, that are happy, first and foremost. If a person's moping in the corner, chances are I'm not going to even bother. Somebody that's happy, you know, we don't pick all of our opening bands, but a lot of times we do. And if they're kind of getting into them, then hey, they're probably going to get into the Lips, because that might be who they're there to see anyway, is the Lips. Usually is. And I'll be honest, I try to pick females because males on the whole, but not all of them. Some of them can dance their asses off, but some of them I've found do like to just stand there and watch the band. It's like, come on, you're supposed to be part of the show now. So, and I generally try to look for females because males like to look at females. Females would enjoy seeing females dance more than guys. And as you know, we also have 12 alien costumes that...
They only fit certain body types.
Well, yeah, that too.
And their dresses.
Yeah, so that pretty much, 12 of them have to be females right off the bat. You know, so yeah, that's the way that happens. You know, it's completely random. Some of the guys on the crew will follow me around every now and then when I'm trying to pick dancers, and they say, man, you've got this down to a science. I tell them that I do, but I really don't. You know, it's like I'm getting a lot better at it. You know, the dancers on stage have been a lot better, but you're never gonna know. You know, it's always a crapshoot. There's no science to it, because some days, like we've been touring with Deerhoof lately, And there's this one opening band, and that doesn't leave me much time to actually find dancers, you know. So, you know, I've been lucky. I've been getting good ones. But, you know, everything changes. There's no... Basically, yeah, if they look interesting and they look like they're happy and ready to give some of that energy on stage to help the show, they might get asked. But I'll go ahead and tell people, I don't go up by the front of the stage.
See, that's a rumor.
Yeah,
that's a rumor that's out there.
That, because I don't like being swamped. I don't like it when people come and bug me. It really gets on my nerves. You know, I'm just out there doing my job. You know, it's like I know there's I usually have 24 passes a night. I know there's probably 200 to 300, 400 people who would love to do it. Only 24 are going to do it. And I like to try to pick them. You know, so yeah, there you go.
All right, anything else, Davy Jones?
If you could just do us a favor, and it's one of our trademarks is a pirate, arg, ar, yarg. Okay. So if you could
your
do
best
that,
impression of a pirate for us.
Arg, matey!
Very good, thank you, that's the best one today.
There you have it.
The best one today?
This is the best one of all time.
Okay, there we go. That's what I like to hear. That'll make my bosses happy.
Thank you.
No, there you have it, the animal wrangler.